No, this is something you take for, that they give people for malaria, and it, give them tablets. Either quite, huh? Yeah, what? That's right, what?
Quinine.
Sure. And a person is no longer alive, you say he isn't, he's no longer alive. He what last year? He?
He died.
Yeah, now are there any neutral or crude or veiled terms for that expression?
What's that?
Are there any other terms for that expression?
For dying?
Yeah, any other expressions for that?
Well, they can use the passed away, expired or passed away.
Okay. And you don't know the cause of a person's death. You might say, I don't know what he died
with.
All right. And the place where a person's buried is a?
Cemetery.
And the box a person's put in is a?
Is a casket.
And the ceremony is called a?
Funeral.
Sure.
And what's it called?
That's fine.
Funeral, that's
sure.
Fine.
And the... After a funeral, the family of the deceased, you might say the family of the deceased is in?
Bereaved?
Yeah, that's the idea. There's another word, though. They're in what? When they're saddened over a death, and they might wear black, you know, for a while, and you say they're wearing black. She's wearing black because she's in what?
Oh, put on mourning.
Sure.
It used to be a custom, yeah.
Uh-huh. All right, and a person asks you, if you're in good health, someone says, how are you? And you say, there's nothing wrong with you as far as you know, and someone asks you how you are, and you say, I'm, what?
I'm all right, but there's something else, matter what it is.
Okay, and if a person is troubled by something and is upset, concerned, you might say, everything will be all right, don't worry. Sure. And something get a, you when you have stiffness in your joints, you might be suffering from what?
Got stiffness in your joints.
Yeah.
You could have rheumatism.
Right. And this is
these folks have got it called arthritis. I said they nothing but aging on myself.
Okay. And this is something that caused a disease that caused the death of a lot of children, 50 years ago or so. It's an epidemic.
I don't know
if
there's a scarlet fever.
Dip.
Huh?
Dip.
Diphtheria, yeah. All right. Yeah, it was chronic when I was young. Used to wear asphyxia around your neck.
Mm-hmm. A what around your neck?
Used to take a little bag and put asphyxia around there. It stunk like anything. Supposed to be a disinfectant, so we used to... When diphtheria come around, every little school child had a little bag of asphyxia around his neck. Do you never hear that?
No.
Well, now there's some... That's something for you.
Okay.
Asphyxia is a hard made smell, too.
Yeah, okay. I think I have heard of that, but something that causes when a person has his eyeballs and sometimes his skin becomes yellowed, you call
it. That's jaundice.
All right. And a person gets a pain down in his side, he might be having an attack of what?
What? Pains, right?
Yeah, down in his left side.
Oh, it could be his appendix.
All right, and when he has that, he's suffering from, what do you call it?
Sinus.
Yeah, and a person can't keep food down, he might...
If he vomits,
you... All right, yeah, are there any crude terms for that?
Hmm?
Any crude terms for that?
He retches.
All right, and a person who does this, you say he's sick what, in terms of the stomach? Would you say he's sick in his stomach, or at his stomach, or on the stomach?
Sick in the stomach.
All right. If a woman refused to marry a man, she'd planned to marry him, you'd say, she did what? She
changed her mind.
All right. And if she didn't, though, they went ahead, you'd say they got...
Married.
All right. And at a wedding, a woman who assists the bride is called a...
A woman what?
Who assists the bride.
Is a bridesmaid.
All right. And a noisy serenade after a wedding.
Hmm?
You remember they used to have a noisy celebration after a wedding?